It's episode 13, and we're talking about Dorinda being Buddha, Ramona is the devil, and Sonya's Muhammad Ali. It all starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't ever want to drink again.
Fitting.
It's fitting. We've been talking about rehab the whole episode.
And oddly enough, I kind of would like to go to rehab.
Let's go to rehab. We're not saying no to rehab, everybody. Me and Richie would like to go to rehab. Turn it up, Bree. We want to go to rehab. I love Amy Winehouse. She's so great. Rest in peace, Amy Winehouse. We have so much to talk about. It's Wednesday. It's the Real Housewives of New York City. What an amazing episode.
It was. I already told you, I gotta watch it again.
We have so much to talk about. I'm your host, Liam Castillo. Ronnie's out. Chelsea's out. We're in the new studio. We're stepping it up. DJ Richie Sky is here.
Hey.
You've seen him on Bravo. You've seen him on Real Housewives of Potomac here for AfterBuzz. And now he's here. He's here giving us some love.
Yeah, and you know this is one of my favorite franchises, so
it's the best franchise.
I'm excited.
How amazing was this trailer? Okay, so we're off next week. It's 4th of July, so they gave us this cliffhanger that we're going to address right away because it was incredible. We're still shook from it.
Literally shook. I was like, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, so much to unpack, but that boat ride?
Oh my God. Yes! Ramona and Sonya holding each other like the Titanic. What a beautiful shot. Chaos ensuing. Dorinda's asking where the life jackets are. You guys, we don't deserve Real Housewives of New York City. It's so good. It's so good. It's too good.
I couldn't take it.
You guys, like, literally, we just finished watching it, so we are a little bit on the Real Housewives Bravo high.
We really are.
We have so much to talk about. Oh, we're going to get right into it, but we are going to discuss everything from all the little dinner fights to the crest, the family crest.
Oh my God.
Have a great news and gossip section for you because Ramona has been out and about all over the town, and we are going to talk about it in our news and gossip. Stay tuned for the Twitter sphere. We're going to shout you guys out. We love you guys. Let's get into it. We open up with some yoga. Namaste. Have you done yoga before?
I have. Do you like it? I actually really like it. I want to do the hot yoga, though.
That's what I want to do. I've only done regular yoga once, and I could barely stand, and everybody was laughing at me.
You got to go to the back of the class.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to be in the front.
That's what I do. I go to the back.
I like to be in the front. I like everyone to see me. I want everyone to see my downward dog. Yeah.
No, I ain't that flexible. Don't look at me. I'll look at you.
Yeah, we open up with some yoga. Dorinda loves making it about her right away. Ramona's giving out compliments. Wow, you're so pretty. To the yoga instructor. You're so pretty.
It's typical Ramona.
Yeah, typical. Yeah, Luann's publicist is calling her. So the girls just decided to talk about it shortly before the yoga session. And they actually do yoga. And they actually showed everybody doing yoga. Mm-hmm. They saw everybody breathing. Luann looks the most comfortable doing yoga.
She does. She's probably been doing yoga in rehab.
Mm-hmm. No, she has. And Dorinda made it clear, very, very clear, at the beginning of the episode, she's not going to let this family crest thing go. We're going to talk about it the whole episode. Why is it so, like, petty? It's petty. Dorinda, the whole episode was getting on my nerves.
Really?
It was Bethany two episodes ago. Tonight, Dorinda's going to get it.
Oh.
I just feel like she could have let it go. Like, leave Sonya alone. Let her have her little cookie.
I get it, though. I get, like, because, you know, I think because Dorinda is still a little newer to the group in comparison to some of the other ladies, so they've had a lot of time to really digest Sonya's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And
because it comes and goes in waves.
It does come and go, and I just felt like, you know, it probably wasn't necessarily the fact that Sonya had the monogram on the shoe. I think it was probably more about how she presented it. Like, you know, the family crest. Because it just sounds like P. Diddy was on my yacht. You know what I mean? This is what it sounds like, you know, Stott. It sounds like...
But she didn't even go there. She just put the slipper on.
But she said, it's my family crest. I think so. It was like a trigger for Dorinda to be like, you know what?
Yeah, because Sonya does have the reputation of...
She does.
The yacht thing. Oh, gosh. If we could... Munchausen on Beverly Hills. Yacht would be the word for New York City. We've heard the word yacht so many times. We're going to really get into the family crest thing, but let's talk about... The start of the episode was about Luann and the publicist being upset. I don't know what picture everybody was looking at, but I saw drinks on the table. There was a wine glass on the right side in the upper right-hand corner right by Luann. Was there not?
So,
am I blind?
Okay, so I think on the end of the table in the photo, because I was trying to dissect it, at the end of the table, closest to where whoever took the photo, there was not anything in the glasses. But actually, in the photos closest to, like, in the photo closest to Luann, there were, like, glasses, like, two glasses at least, with a drink of a different color. I will say that.
Yeah, it was, like, yellow.
So it could be
Chardonnay.
Mimosa, Chardonnay, Sauvignon vodka Blanc. And orange juice. We don't know what that was, but all we do know is that it could look like she's just back to boozing it up.
Yeah, it just didn't look good. But, you know, Bethany was like, you know what? Just look at the crystals and let it go. I can't, because Bethany was throwing out some, like, crystal energies. Like, I'm self-aware, and all of a sudden,
she would not be like that.
Exactly. Like, she would be freaking out like she usually does. And by the way, if you're listening to us on iTunes, hi.
Hey,
thank you for downloading us every Wednesday night. Uh-huh. Gosh, it's going to be such a good episode. We have a lot to talk about. Bethany was just paranoid because she's not on good terms with Carol. And I think she said it. Like, her energy's off because she was, like, very self-guru. Not as much as Dorinda this episode, but she was there as well. In between all these spa treatments with no happy endings, might I add... That's probably why Tinsley couldn't relax. She was like, I can't relax on a bed naked without a happy ending. Why are you laughing? Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop being perverted. Okay, so after 4 weeks, Luann sees a difference in her skin because we're still in the spa. We're still talking about the spa. They're in the spa, and Luann's like, look at my skin. I haven't drank for 4 weeks.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Like, I don't consider myself an alcoholic.
I drank today.
So did I. I don't consider myself an alcoholic by any means, but I feel like going 4 weeks without alcohol would be like just death.
I would probably lose 10 pounds. As a matter of fact, I probably should stop drinking for 4 weeks. I'm getting bigger by the second. I should do Luann's regimen. Just go away for 28 days.
But yes,
come
she
back.
Had to. She got to go away for 28 days.
I know.
Listen,
it's expensive to go away for 28
luxury.
Days. It's expensive, boo. Do you know how much rehab is?
How much?
Girl, it's like $28,000.
Bye.
Yeah, I know, because I have people that have went in my circle. No. But you know what? You get to go back whenever you want.
What?
Yes! Once you pay that, if you relapse, you can go back to the same rehab and they will treat you again. Or the ones in Malibu here, though.
They need loan
Brittany
programs.
Brittany told me about
they
it.
They need loan programs for, Brittany for Spears. Rehab. I would rather do that than college.
Well, you know what? They just, yeah, it's good for everybody to not drink. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to take a break.
For like a couple of days?
Yeah.
Well, I have a thing. Sometimes, like for the most part, like I can say that, okay, maybe I won't drink during the week and maybe like
weekends.
Socially with friends and do it on the weekends. And maybe, you know, if I go out or something like that, have
exactly.
a drink some like during the week. But it's not heavy drinking.
I have a full bar at home, which I do not touch.
Same.
I have a full
bar
at home. I have all the boys. Johnny, Jose. I mean, I got all the boys. Dolan. Glenn.
I'm on Makers now, so...
I got all the boys. But the point is, like, yeah, don't. If you invite me out, then I'm going to drink. So,
absolutely.
You know, maybe we could do the four-week challenge. Maybe. We're not going to get ahead of ourselves. But speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, like, the girls were in the garden, and they got freaked out by the gate closing, talking about The Shining. Girl, that's the wrong movie. If you were in Colorado with snow around you, then it would be The Shining. That was more like Secret Garden. Does anyone know that movie, Secret Garden? Please shout it out in the chat if you know it, because I love that movie. Funny thing that happened in that garden. Let's talk about this. Super juicy. Carol's like, yeah, I'm just not open at dating Adam right now. Girl, he's dating somebody else. He told you a couple weeks ago that he's dating someone else and he likes that person. He's not open to dating you.
But what's interesting, though, I feel like, no, I feel like this is what's happening. I feel like she said something that was key that I understand. She was like, he has a harder time with, like, establishing boundaries than she does. Mm-hmm. So what I'm guessing is, if she didn't set a boundary, that he would still be dipping over here with her and dipping over there with
double dipping.
Huh. Exactly. That's why I feel like
you ain't gonna double dip this.
Nope.
You know what? I am mad at you for that. I am mad at you for that. It's called self-worth. Hashtag self-worth. Yes, honey. Self-worth.
Boom.
That's what JVN would say. Mm. All right. So Lou was talking about AA with Bethany. It was a very nice scene. And they just switch off. Bethany and her were talking about it. Then it switches off. Carol comes in and they have a nice moment. Carol's talking about how rehab sounds amazing. We already covered this. Mm-hmm. We want to go.
Yeah.
So sign us up. But Bethany says, drink, and it triggers Lou. She's like, wait, what? Drinks? Ramona also had drinks with Tom? So Bethany spilled the beans, which is fine. Like, Lou needs to know, because Ramona's been horrible only like about 1,000 times to her. And Lou's been so forgiving. God bless her heart. The phoenix that has risen from the ashes. You know, I love Luann. But honestly, though, Ramona drinking with Tom, I love how she took a breath, too. This too shall pass.
Like, I want to touch on that, but I don't know if we're going to come back to it later, but like...
Tell me, boo.
In my mind, I'm like, why is anybody surprised by this?
Exactly. She's been horrible 1,000 times.
I mean, because here's the thing. I mean, I'm not coming in defense of Ramona at this point. Don't get me wrong. But if I am correct, there was not a problem for Lou dating Tom when Tom, when you know, essentially Ramona told her, you know, yo, I was dating him before you were dating him.
But that's what Ramona said. But then we saw what really happened. And Tom was like, girl, I went on one date dinner with you. One dinner date.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up question to that. Do we believe anything Tom says?
No. We don't. He's a scumbag.
No, we don't
He's
believe.
He's not interesting.
You know, if she said it was 5 dates and he said it was 1 or 2, it was 5 dates.
Harry, Dick, and Tom are not interesting, like Carol said. That was amazing.
Oh, shout my out. God. That was one of the best lines of the night.
Shout out to Carol.
One of them.
Tom, Dick, and Harry. Because they're not interesting. They really aren't.
They're not.
And you know what?
And they're there every season, like Friends of the Housewives.
I've let it slip clearly throughout the weeks that I'm kind of a perv. So I would tell you guys, like, I see it. I don't see it.
I don't see
really,
it either.
Really don't see
I
it.
I don't. See it.
And I've been in New York. Honey, I've done legwork.
Okay.
Also, yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's too much. It's too much. Speaking of too much, Dorinda, TMI, that her vagina is Abraham Lincoln. Another funny moment. Like, the girls were giving it to us tonight. We honestly don't deserve this franchise. It's so good.
Like, I...
We laughed out loud so much. We were looking at each other like...
This entire episode.
Are you kidding
me? This entire freaking episode. I can't. Like, compared to other reality shows, this one is probably one of the top ones. But speaking of other reality shows, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more. So there is no other network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help, okay? We're asking that you guys please subscribe to one of our other YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters to specific content that you already directly like. You know, you're already here. You like television. You like watching us. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from our other channels or podcasts that might interest you. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we're sure you'll love. And since you're already tuned in to reality, you might be interested in, you know, something like The Bachelor. you might be interested in something like, oh, let's say Real Housewives of Potomac. Yeah. You might be interested in Below something Deck. Like Below Deck. You might be interested in something like, you know, shows that are about to come out, like Real Housewives of Orange County.
Ooh.
So remember, we have channels in other genres too, so don't feel limited to the ones we just mentioned. So please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now. Do it right now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll definitely shout you out on the air. So thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
Yeah, guys. Thanks a lot. Give us a like now, too, since you hit the subscribe button. Give us a like.
Okay, and a comment, too.
Yeah, comment. You guys like my shirt? It's from Scream.
One of my favorite movies.
I'm a 90s kid, Bree. So, yeah, let's just give the MVP to Dorinda for the comments, because I meant to shout her out last episode when she said slob kebab. Like, she is hilarious.
She's the gift that keeps on giving.
I can't with her. So, Bethany Spies tell her, yeah, Tinsley was looking at wedding dresses. So, Bethany brings it up at dinner.
This was awkward. This was like, it was one awkward that Bethany has ladies there bringing this up, because she hasn't been married since when?
And she has spies at, what was this place called? Like
Amale or something like that?
I'm like, first of all, has no one heard of Vera Wang? They're in okay. New York.
My thing is like, so the cashier from there is still working from whenever you got married in 2014 or whatever it was.
She's like, the cameras were in here.
Like, seriously. And now Tinsley is like totally backtracking. Like, you know, here's the thing. If she had just stated that, yeah, this is my mom's idea. Listen, my mom is crazy. And let it go at that.
Or own
it. But what she tried to do was she backpedaled from that. She said something to the effect of, well, I mean, this is what I would do. I would wear those wedding gowns as a ball gown. Would you really?
No, you wouldn't. And when you backpedaled right into the corner and Bethany ate you.
Literally.
She had no chance against Bethany.
She should have just let it go. Like, you know, and the only person that actually stood a chance against Bethany in defending her was Dorinda.
Yeah. And you know what? When it came to Dorinda and Bethany, I was on Bethany's side. Like, when Dorinda was telling Sonia after they had just got done screaming at each other, which we will run right back to, she was just like, yeah, I'm so proud of you, like, in this condescending manner. I was thinking, who are you? And then Bethany literally was like, what is wrong with you?
I didn't take it that way, though.
I did.
I took it as, like,
I'm not the one that just got out of rehab. Why are you telling me you're proud of me?
I think what she was saying was that she was trying not to take away from her accomplishments by, like, being critical of the crest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's where she was coming from.
Obvi.
And I feel like it probably sounded condescending based on their previous interactions. You know what I'm saying? Like, had they never had those disputes before, it probably wouldn't have sounded condescending.
No, I know Dorinda's intention. I know Dorinda's heart. But like, you know, Bethany said, she has a dirty martinis, and then 30% of the dinner, she's up slurring and talking about stuff that's nonsense. But that's the tea.
But here's what I don't like, is that, you know, Bethany will jump on to anybody else's argument.
Of course.
But she cannot stand when somebody does that to her.
Of course.
I, you know, in my mind, I'm honestly waiting for Dorinda to shut. I feel like Dorinda is going to shut her down.
I
feel like it's
Bethany.
Coming.
I ripped Bethany two episodes ago. People are still talking about it in the comments. I was pissed at her.
About which part? Which part?
About her just all season being like a ridiculous bully.
Oh, she's Jill Zarin.
Oh, and yeah. So, you know, it's they're all ridiculously crazy. But when Sonia says you're a lunatic, that's bad. But the superstition is in full effect. They're all looking at her like she's a freak because she tried on the wedding dress before getting engaged. I don't know about that, but I do agree with the superstition just because I'm Latino and we're very superstitious people. So I don't know. Like, of course, Bethany had to go for the jugular and mention the coffin thing and made it all weird. Carol is spilling the tea, though.
Carol.
She was like, I don't know why Bethany's even talking. We went to Harry Winston 2 weeks after me and her and Dennis were dating.
Carol, thank you. You are, I said this on a show in Miami. I was like, she is my new favorite housewife. Ugh. I swear, because she just drops like gems so casually. And it's like, again, it's like a powerhouse like Bethany, like with no qualms about it.
Ugh.
I love you, Carol.
And she's
doing it.
She's giving it to us effortlessly.
I couldn't even say it. I am living for it.
Hi, Ronnie. I know you're watching from New York. I just saw you in the chat. Hi. This episode was just too good. There's so much still. So anyways, yeah, they mentioned the crest, and Sonia goes berserk.
I'm a Dorinda stan, but I did sort of get my life with Sonia going bananas on her.
Berserk. The girl in the background was like,
but it was like I was telling you. I said, Dorinda's going to get up in 5, 4, 3. There she goes.
And she did. She really did. This is bad, 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 like Ramona would say. This is bad. And shout out to Bethany for the freaking Beauty and the Beast reference. Hilarious. She was like, kill the beast.
Wait. But here's the thing that was almost so, like, hidden that if you didn't pay attention, you missed it. Bethany said, I don't want to sit next to Carol because I'm afraid that there's going to be another incident. She told Sonia that. Which is weird to me because
she
said that when they got to dinner. And Sonia was like, I don't think that's the best way to handle it. She should be talking to Carol.
Oh.
But I think that Bethany still believes that there's some issue between them. But I feel like Carol doesn't know that there's still an issue between them.
What are you talking about? There's a huge issue between them.
Well, I feel like I feel like in Carol's mind, she's just okay with wherever they are at the moment. I feel like Bethany probably still feels like there's some tension, like we're not where we used to be.
I agree with that because Carol's blog clearly shows her being kind of blindsided almost. She was like, look, I gave the tea, but Bethany spilled the whole pot everywhere.
Literally.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Bethany came after her because that's what Bethany does. Bethany, you know what I mean? She learned from the best. Jill Zarin. The cameras came up and you just came for me.
Look what happened to Jill.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think like every season, everyone has their moment, you know what I mean? Where the public is just not in agreement with you. And Ramona usually takes it, you know, pretty much the whole time. But I really feel like the reunion is going to be insane. Like Bethany and Carol and Ramona. And Luann and Dorinda and Sonia and just Dorinda and everybody else. This reunion is going to be insane.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We're going to talk about our predictions in a minute, but let's just get to it. You know, everything kind of clears. The girls get up and scream at each other. It only lasts for a couple minutes, but then Ramona goes, wow, everything's great now. Luann's like, hold up. Hold up, partner. Let's talk about you now, you know, and Ramona is just not getting it. She's like, all right, well, I apologize about that. But the Tom thing, I'm just not going to apologize about that. And then the confessional, like I was friends with him. Like, girl, no, you weren't. He didn't even invite you to the freaking boat party. You got denied. Like, stop fronting. You can front about everything else. Front about your lifestyle. Fluff it up. Fluff up your job. We all do it. But don't fluff up things that don't matter, like being friends with uninteresting men. You've been on this show for how long with Luann? Show some loyalty. I'm over Ramona.
Well, here's the thing.
You're like, that's just what she does. She's Ramona.
Okay. It's one of those situations where because I feel like they're not that close of friends, I feel like for Ramona, even if she's just at the same place where Tom is, and she's there with Harry, who is also uninteresting, I think that what she's failing to realize is that even though her intentions may not be bad, mm-hmm. it looks bad.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to take ourselves out of situations because we just don't even want it to look bad. And I feel like she has a she doesn't really process that.
But it's a theme. Like, it's an ongoing theme. It is, all the, photo, the time.
With the drinks, with asking to go to the boat party.
I feel like she did get it, though, because she was like, oh!
I feel like she got it, too.
Oh, I get it now. Really bad acting, by the way. Because she was, like, smiling. Luann's like, stop with this. You're smirking. You don't feel bad. You think it's funny. She was looking like you right now. It was completely a ridiculous episode. I can't. Ramona's like, what I did was bad. Oh, this is bad. That clip of her going, this is bad, bad, bad. I didn't know it was going to be about herself. How amazing. Oh, my gosh. There are no men left in New York, according to Ramona, because Luann's been with all of them. How dare you slut-shame my poor Luann. Ramona's comment.
Like the third best line.
So shady. So shady. You know what? To quote Samantha from Sex and the City, yeah, I might have slept with every man in Manhattan, some in Brooklyn. Yeah, so what? Like, you know what I mean? Get over it, Ramona. You know, everything's fixed with the little banana bread.
Okay.
The extreme went right back up.
I do like some late night banana bread.
I really do like some banana bread. Carbs in general. We can smell the banana bread now. But when Sonia says you're a lunatic, that's bad. She's like, you were crying a sec ago, and now you're like raving about banana bread. I can't with you.
Banana bread and prosciutto.
Before we move on, let's just talk about Carol and Luann hugging and kissing.
I thought that was nice.
Carol doesn't even hug. And she hugged and kissed her.
I feel like this is why she's probably one of my favorites, is because I feel like she does have like these, you know, she has an issue with somebody, and if they genuinely get back to a good place, I feel like she's really genuinely there for that person. And I feel like she's actually one of the people who's genuinely proud of Luann.
And I'm glad so. Because
I'm glad so, too, because I think they had a real friendship at one point.
Well, I feel like for the last couple of years, even though Luann wasn't very favorable towards Carol, I feel like she was trying to, like, kind of be in Carol's life, and Carol's like, no, I'm not about you anymore.
Yeah.
And like, now that she's out, she's like, I sense this like positive aura, this self-awareness, yeah, and I'm about it.
She's
and
trying.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Cause when Carol's not about you, it kind of does suck.
It does.
I mean, clearly Bethany's at the end of the table, like, you know, going off on Dorinda because she just,
that's Bethany's fault.
Yeah.
Bethany has, the thing that I love about this show is that the women are not very self-aware.
No, they're not.
But that tends to be their downfall.
They love to project. They love to see it in everybody else, but they can never see it themselves.
Because Bethany has a, women on the show, ugh.
Yeah, it's never ending. I looked at you one point and I said, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Nonstop. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh.
We have a lot to talk about.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So Ramona does lip sync battle. Just when you think, Ramona, you're really getting on my nerves, I can't look at you anymore, like Luann says, she's on lip sync battle. Look at this picture of her. She was singing Khalees Milkshake. Lip syncing.
I've seen a preview of her bouncing around the stage, and I'm thinking to myself, whose drunk auntie is up there?
Exactly. It was premiering while we were doing the show and watching the episode so we could come on and recap for you guys. So that's why we couldn't have a clip for you guys. But look at this picture. And she also did Britney Spears because she has a red catsuit on. Look at her and LL Cool J. That's Melissa Gorga from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, it's getting really, really good. And I saw a little tweet of Chrissy Teigen being jealous that Ramona was like being so chummy with LL Cool J, dancing with him on commercial breaks, kissing him. Oh, so good.
She was.
Richie, what news do you have for us, boo?
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Dorinda was on Watch What Happens Live right after the episode of Real Housewives of New York this week. And they were asking Dorinda about, a fan asked, why Bethany unfollowed every member of the cast except for Sonia. And Dorinda's response was that she didn't know, she didn't care, and that, you know, she never tagged any of them anyway, which is interesting because that's how, you know, obviously you tag people, that's how you share, yeah, you share the follower growth, you know, and so that's kind of like a little bit of an indication of where their relationship is currently. But I will say that Dorinda was looking amazing.
She was. That picture, Watch What Happens Live, I love that.
That dress, her hair, everything. She looked amazing.
Very, very nice sequence dress. I'm just kidding. Sequin. We have one more news and gossip for you guys. Of course, just Ramona cannot help herself. She was on a talk show with Dorinda, and via Dorinda's Instagram Live, she said that the other franchises are boring. She was like, yeah, I don't watch the other ones. They bore me. Frankly, they're all boring. Okay, like the show is for you to be shady with the other cast members. Now you're bringing in other franchises. Don't even get Andy going with some ideas.
I want to comment on that, but I won't comment.
No, are you kidding me? Give it to us.
Okay. There's a couple that aren't as exciting as the others, and particularly in this past year.
Of course.
OC was dismal this past season.
But we're hoping for Beverly a comeback.
Beverly Hills was dismal.
So boring this season.
Now that was, and she must have been talking about that one because
Atlanta
that one
was amazing.
That one was a snooze fest. And Atlanta was, to me, it was up and down.
It was
up and down. Like, compared to the year before.
Baby, Jesus has fixed it. Jesus has fixed
it. Listen, let me tell you something I'm so excited about. I'm so excited about that show coming back and OC coming
back. Portia, let's give you some news and gossip for Real Housewives of Atlanta since I'm on that panel as well. You guys, Portia and Candy are friends again.
I know. They just followed each other back on social media.
And she followed Phaedra. Jesus has fixed it. You guys, we're like the ultimate Bravo boys.
We are.
We know it all. We love you guys. Thank you for the comments and chats. I'm going to shout you guys out on Twitter. So let's talk about our Twitter sphere segment that we love to talk about. These are our birds. They're wild.
Let's talk about it.
Let's give the birds a little minute to squeak. Thank you, birds. Oh, yeah, so we're actually going to pull up your tweets this time, you guys. So let's talk about the first one. We're going to shout out Face Reality because this was amazing. Carol's really committed to the angry... Oh, wait, can you go back, my love? She's really committed to the aging male rock star look. How hilarious is that?
Hater.
We got Team Carol over here.
I am Team Carol all day.
And no, Ronnie, I don't like Portia. I like Portia.
I love Portia. I live for Portia.
I mean, she's not at the top of my list when it comes to the other girls, though.
Live for Portia. Portia carried last season.
But Portia has came up from when she first
literally
started.
Literally carried.
So
the
in
last
that sense,
seasons.
I do like her. But in general, she's really annoying. So let's talk about the Barry Tale. We're shouting out Jennifer. And she says, I've always loved Dorinda, but she is driving me crazy this season. So petty. What the F do you care if someone is wearing a family crest of their ex-husband? Let her wear what she wants. Hashtag Real Housewives of New York. These are just true feelings, guys. We've all felt it. I mean, even though we are Team Dorinda sometimes, you know, all the time because she's amazing. Sometimes we're just like, Dorinda, let it go. Like, let it go. Leave Sonia alone.
Yeah, she could have let that go today.
Yeah. Moving on to the next tweet, which is probably my favorite tweet. At Chadwick, he says, I want the security footage of Luann being thrown the bologna sandwich in the jail cell. So shady, and I love it. That's why I loved it. We love the shade over here.
Oh, my God. If you guys follow an artist by the name of, I think it's Drunk Drawn, on Instagram, he does these hilarious drawings of Real Housewives, and he did one of Luann biting into the sandwich and like the packet
Stop
of mustard.
Stop it! Oh my
out.
God, that sounds amazing.
Please follow this person on Instagram. It's at Drunk Drawn.
Oh my God, yeah. I definitely
hilarious.
Definitely he need to hilarious. Look at that. Also, if you want to look at some artists that are doing Real Housewives portraits, shout out to Derek Smith. At Derek Covington S is his Twitter handle. He does amazing portraits, including Dorinda and the Real Housewives pointing. The Real Housewives pointing. That's what the theme is. So shout out to that. Let's talk about our predictions and get into the predictions for this season. Oh, my
and now,
God.
You're After Buzz TV predictions.
You guys, obviously that trailer happened, and me and Richie couldn't even talk for 5 minutes. We were both on the ground dead.
Yes.
Bree resuscitated us, and now we're alive. And we were like, "Oh my God, were you wearing that green shirt the whole time?"
Literally.
So, you guys, how crazy was that trailer?
Insane. What?
is, well, like, what are your predictions for this season? You go first. You know, lay it on us thick, baby.
I definitely see that the whole Carol and Bethany thing is far from over. I see that obviously there's going to be some major friction with Dorinda and Luann, which I'm kind of wondering, like, where that comes from. Like, I have no, like, it seems like it comes out of nowhere.
Dorinda, get, like, Dorinda relax. Dorinda
and Luann, like, it's...
And she goes for her hard.
Ooh, hard. I mean, listen, Dorinda goes for everybody hardcore. I also see some more friction between Dorinda and Bethany. I feel like that's not going anywhere. That's only going to get worse.
Thank you for the Titanic theme song. It's bringing me back to that boat scene. And my predictions as the boat scene is going to be epic, iconic. It's going to be one of the best scenes that we've seen. I mean, I didn't even know there were cameras there, you guys. I did not know.
I had read that there were cameras there. I didn't.
I thought Bethany had gotten one of her assistants again to film it all on her cell phone. Hashtag shade. Hashtag that was a read. You guys, this season's going to be incredible. There's just so much more. My predictions is that Bethany and Carol are just going to get even more. It's going to get dirtier and muddier, mm-hmm. and it's going to all come out at the reunion. Hopefully some clean water will come and wipe all that dirt away, honey. Also, yeah, what Richie touched on, the Luann and Dorinda thing is completely unnecessary, out of nowhere, and honestly, it hurts my heart because when someone is doing good, to just go for the jugular like that, it's different when you're really genuinely upset with someone. But it seems like the fight is very, very trivial.
I don't know. I felt like it was something deep that happened. I feel like it had to be because Dorinda's been so supportive of her up until this point.
Where does this come from?
I'm not sure where it comes from. I can't. I feel like it has something to do with Bethany or Sonya, though.
She made Luke cry, though. That hurt my heart. I love Luann. You guys, it's been such a great episode. Thank you so much for keeping up in the chat with us. We are taking a break. Next week is July 4th, so enjoy the holiday. I'm your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. We're all going to be back in 2 weeks. We're going to have a guest. Richie, where can we find you? What are you promoting?
You guys can stalk me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky.
And you guys should follow him. His posts are really, really hot. And he does Insta stories from the gym, and you get to see his abs. Putting them on blast. You guys, thank you so much for commenting and for following and subscribing, for watching the show, for listening to us on iTunes. Download Maria's podcast on Fridays. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you guys next in 2 weeks. Bye, guys. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.